something light like this,
yeah,
and then players are reminded of the whole world watching, but there's still 2 points. How do you expect these guys to balance the issue of enjoying this and treating it as something different, and then just button right down?
Talked about a few minutes ago, it doesn't matter what level you play at. You go out there, you saw the alumni game this, and everybody wants to win, and it's going to be no different tomorrow. These guys are obviously are going to enjoy it. It's going to be a wonderful experience for everybody, but when the puck drops, it's just like any other game. You're trying to win, get the 2 points, and but at the same time, enjoy yourself. So it's a fine line.
Is it easy for them to ignore the difference in the setting? Crowd's not right on top of them. They're actually outside. I mean, is it just, does hockey take over and you're not aware of just about everything else?
Yeah, I believe so. I think you have to approach it that way, especially at this level. The game's pretty fast. You can't be worried about too much around you. Of course, each player will probably take a moment to
reflect and look at
the experience. But for sure, like I said, when the pucks drop, it'll be a passionate, especially Washington Pitt rivalry. It'll be a passionate game with lots of energy, I'm sure.
Harry, about a decade ago, when I started to get to know you with the Leafs, part of the news that you made on a regular basis was an innovative approach to fitness, taking care of yourself, strength preparation, and stuff like that. And now you're doing that for the next generation of player. How savvy are they? How much are they drinking in some of the things that you're trying to get them to understand that's important about the game?
Yeah, well, I think every player and the younger players now, there's just so much information out there for them. I'm trying to give them the information that I've gathered over many years of playing and coming back from some injuries, and really trying to get them better prepared to play in the National Hockey League. I wish I knew what I know now. I wish I knew that when I was 20 years old, and not that I would change much. I'm very thankful for the career I had, but I definitely see the progress that young players are making today that take care of themselves, eat properly, train properly. There's no comparison to their bodies and the speed in which they play than what we did. The game that way has changed. The speed of the game is so much greater, and if you're not doing that stuff, you're not training, and you're not taking care of yourself, your chances at longevity are very slim.
How often are you around the Dallas Stars right now?
I travel about a week a month doing some stuff for the Dallas Stars, and it's been real enjoyable. They have a lot of respect for Joe Newendyk, obviously, over many years of growing up with him and playing with him. And I was excited to be part of an organization that I felt was heading in the right direction, and I really believe that they are. And they've got some great young prospects that I'm enjoying working with.
I think you've kind of nailed it, but why are they so good right now?
Well, I think they're just playing a really good, solid team game. Everybody's contributing. You see they making real good decisions, not turning too many pucks over, playing a real complete game, and it's been fun to watch them.
Does this make you regret or want to rethink the step of a couple of years ago of stepping away from the game?
Yeah, well, you come out today, and believe me, still playing in my backyard at my back door rink. You still have passion to play. You still enjoy getting out there. And when you're healthy, it's a lot of fun. Obviously, when you're not healthy, it becomes a bit of a battle. But I think if you ask anybody today, we had a great time out there. We were all honored to be here.